Hello everyone, so my name is Noel and I'm here to talk about Moodle. Moodle is a learning management system that you can use for your online learning and teaching, and our mission is to empower educators to improve the world. We want to do this in an accessible way that can be used for everyone and that can be customized for every use case. We do this through open source, and actually Moodle started more than 20 years ago. And the first commit was actually the same year as the first edition of FOSDEM. And preparing this talk, I have been looking at the archives, and this is actually the first talk about Moodle. It had been mentioned here and there, but this is the first talk specific about Moodle, so it may be the first time some of you... okay. It may be the first time some of you hear about it, so I hope you find it useful. We are a certified B Corporation, and Moodle is a registered digital public good. And in case you don't know who is using Moodle, at the moment more than 400 million users, translated to more than 160 languages, mostly contributed by the community, the translations. And you can find these stats in stats.moodle.org, but I have to mention that since Moodle is open source and can be self-hosted, all this information is only opt-in. So in reality, there's probably more people using Moodle than this. In this slide, maybe there are some logos you recognize. We know that Moodle is used by more than 60% of higher education institutions. It's also used by many education ministries, and it's also used by many governments and NGOs. So Moodle is used all around. And who is making Moodle? Well, there are an important part of the contributions from the open source community and other companies, but mostly it is done by Moodle HQ, which is the company I work for. We are currently more than 200 team members, distributed in more than 20 countries, and we speak more than 26 languages. And I didn't want to leave FOSDEM without mentioning the tech stack. So Moodle is made with vanilla PHP and vanilla JavaScript with an SQL database. And the mobile application, which is the team I actually work for, is made with Ionic.